You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's spring break, right? All the kids are out of school, or in my neck of the woods, they're out of school this week. I really wouldn't call it a break. I mean, not for us parents with the kids being, you know, out of school and driving us crazy and coming to work and eating all my little chocolate chips and my little goodies that I hide for me. But you know what? It's spring break. The kids are happy. This is usually the time of year when high school students and college students do stupid things. I would just please urge everybody not to do anything stupid. Okay, right? And I also urge my kids who are home this spring break to listen to their mama and be afraid. I gotta tell you, you know, the one thing about spring break is I realize how I have had absolutely no control over my kids this whole time. I'm really, really surprised. And, you know, the teachers have been in control. Now all of a sudden they come home and they look at me like, what? You're trying to tell me to do what? I tried to get them to go to bed. It was like 11:50 last night. 11:50. I was like, go to bed. They're like, but there's no school. So you know what? I threatened to drop them off at school anyway. Why not? Just drop them off at school. They could clean up the grounds. I don't care if it's spring break. I'll drop their butts off at school if I have to. But anyway, for those of you, happy spring break. It's also an exciting week because the Frost Contest is going on now, where we got a bunch of radio house hosts throughout the country, including some of GCN's radio hosts, Josh Tolley, Steve Sanchez, a bunch of us trying to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Pretty exciting. The Frost Competition for Fundraising Radio Host is on. If you want to help out your favorite radio host, definitely go to my website at drdahlia.com. Look under Frost, and you could help your favorite radio host by raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. But, you know, it's Passover coming up. Actually, it's Passover, I believe, tonight. And, you know, many of you have asked me, you know, Dahlia, you know, what's the scoop with Passover? All right, let me give you a little biblical lesson, okay? Let's just talk about Passover, because usually when I talk about Passover, I talk about how constipated I am, because we're not allowed to eat bread, and we have to eat matzah, and matzah is the most geometrically sharp food on the planet, and when you eat matzah, it just scrapes and like chalkboard scratches down your intestine, and you end up just, you know, being doubled over in pain and constipated for basically the whole rest of the month, just from 1 week of Passover. But there's a lot more to Passover than my bowels, okay? So basically, remember, kind of at the end of the book of Genesis, Joseph brings his family to Egypt, okay? Right? Then there's a lot of descendants, the Hebrews, okay? And all of a sudden there's come, you know, Egyptian kings. And one of the Egyptian kings was a real jerk, okay? And now we're moving on to Exodus, okay? And this one Egyptian king, one of the pharaohs, right, thought, you know what? I am going to enslave the Hebrews. So he's like, fine, I'm going to make you guys all slaves. And I'm going to kill all newborn male babies who were born to Hebrew mothers. Now, apparently Moses' mom was like, oh, hell no, this isn't happening. So she shoves Moses on this little tiny basket up a river. And I guess there are rivers, you know, there were rivers in biblical time in Egypt. So she and the sister puts the baby in the basket, sends it afloat. The sister Miriam kind of follows the basket, and the Pharaoh's daughter picks up the basket. She's like, what? But she's like, you know what? The Pharaoh's daughter likes him. Good. Okay, so he ends up growing up, right, as a prince of Egypt. Now, later on, he's a grown-up, and he's very muscular as Charlton Heston, right? We're all kind of thinking about Charlton Heston right now. If you want to think Michael Fassbender, I'm fine with that. But anyway. Anyway, so, basically, he's walking around shirtless, and he sees, okay, that's not the story. He sees an Egyptian guard kind of beat the crap out of a Hebrew slave. So he goes and he kills the Egyptian guard. Now, everybody says, oh my gosh, you gotta flee. In the movie, I think Joshua told, Moses, you gotta flee. Joshua was also shirtless, so we were all really confused why nobody was wearing shirts, especially with, you know, sun damage and their lack of sunscreen. But anyway, so Moses gets some clothes on, and he runs out, And I guess he joins a family of Jethro, a Midian priest, and he marries Jethro's daughter, and he has children with her, etc., whatever. Okay, so while he's tending the sheep and he's a shepherd, God comes up to him and says, you got some stuff to do. He's like, me? Really? Why me? He's like, you. He's like, really, me? He's like, hey, you? No, not me. You're talking to him, right? No, me. Me? Can you imagine being out there with your sheep, right, in the middle of who knows where, and then God starts to talk to you? I would be like, hold. I would be like, what? So anyway, God tells him to go and free the slave. So he's like, I'll do it, but I mean, are you sure you got the right dude? Anyway, Moses then comes, okay, and Pharaoh, of course, refuses, because he's like, wait a second, what? Who are you? Meanwhile, you know, Pharaoh's daughter is kind of looking, was it Aphrodite? I forget. Anyway, so she's kind of all, you know, got eyes for him, but he's all robed up now. And basically, God sends 10 plagues. Now, Moses had sent the 10 plagues, God sends the 10 plagues, right? So first, there's the blood, which, by the way, I'm going to want to talk about, talk about this pretty frequently, how scientists have been evaluating and analyzing the 10 plagues and how they think this scientifically happened. It's interesting. We'll talk about it over the break. But really quickly, the 10 plagues was blood. The waters of Egypt turned to blood. Then he sent frogs. Then he sent gnats or lice. Then he sent wild animals. Then pestilence, like disease that hurt the livestock. Then boils. Everybody got boils. We don't think it was Staph aureus, but just, you know, boils at the time. Then there was hail. Then there was a bunch of locusts. Then there was darkness. And then death of the firstborn. When the firstborn of the Pharaoh was killed, he said, you know what, just take the Hebrews and get the heck out of here. Okay, so the Hebrews are like, oh my gosh, I got to flee. Let's go. Let's flee. Let's get the hell out of here. Someone's like, but you know what, I need to bake my bread. They're like, oh, no, there's no time. We need to flee because we don't know if the Pharaoh's going to change his mind. You just don't know. They got a big army. This could be a trap. Let's get the hell out of here. So while they're leaving, people didn't have time to leaven their bread, so the bread couldn't sit there with the yeast and do what it had to, and with all the yelling and screaming. You know how when you bake a cake and you yell and scream and all of a sudden the cake falls and your mom gets mad at you? That's what was happening because everybody was yelling and screaming. Anyway, they flee and, of course, Pharaoh changes his mind and, you know, I don't know, he had some form of schizophrenia or very severe bipolar. We don't know the psychological diagnosis, but he changed his mind. Then you heard about the story of the parting of the Red Sea and everything, but let's talk about some of the scientific, the scientific evidence of these plagues. This is cool stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Okay, so really quickly, I was just kind of giving you guys the quick story of Exodus and Passover, because we're celebrating Passover this week, and many of you guys want to know why. A bunch of us are screaming and yelling on why we're all constipated, and it's because matzah is very, very constipating. Why would we be eating matzah? Well, because we're supposed to remember a time when we were Hebrew slaves, and when God had to rescue us. We didn't have a lot of time because Pharaoh was about to change his mind, so we had to flee. And as we fled, we didn't have time to leaven our bread. That's what yeast does. Yeast allows things to rise, right? Just like whenever you have a yeast infection, you rise and you go to the doctor's office, right? Just yeast makes you rise. And so when it comes to yeast, we try to avoid things with yeast during the week of Passover. You know, a lot of us think that we have it easy because we don't have to do Lent for a month. You know, Lent, that's doing without something for a month. And some of us do without alcohol for Lent. Some of us do without meat. We only have to do without bread and bread products for a week. But let me tell you, it could be pretty miserable. No bread products for a week. No Rice Krispies. No Cinnamon Toast Crunch. No cookies. No pasta. No pita bread. Some of us don't do rice, cornmeal, anything like that. So we basically do no carbs, even though none of us really lose weight. We all think that we're going to go Atkins this week, but we don't. Anyway, so matzah is supposed to be an unleavened unleavened carbohydrate. And so we're supposed to eat everything with matzah. We're supposed to have matzah sandwiches, matzah pizza, matzah this. And I got to tell you, after about maybe the first hour of Passover, you are so sick of matzah. But you know what, though? Honestly, you know, I could use a nice week of constipation because it gives me a lot of material for the show. Now, you know, when we talk about the 10 plagues, you know, like we talked about, it's very interesting that scientists have looked at the science behind it. Okay? So researchers believe they have actually found evidence of real natural disasters on which could have then spurned the 10 plagues of Egypt. And remember the book of Exodus? That's what God had afflicted onto the Egyptian Pharaoh and the Egyptians to help Moses get the Hebrews out, okay? And so many people think, well, you know what? You know, God was just mean. You know, scientists are like, no, 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 he wasn't mean. You know, there was some natural phenomena that happened, okay? You know, it's not that this was all magical. Now, archaeologists think that this all happened in an ancient city of Pi Ramesses of, I guess, the Nile Delta, which was the capital of Egypt during the reign of Pharaoh Ramesses II, okay? He ruled about 1279 B.C. and 1213 B.C. They say the city appears to have been abandoned around 3,000 years ago, and scientists think the plagues could offer an explanation. Now, climatologists, these are people studying climate, okay? And they were studying the ancient climate at the time, and they said they discovered a dramatic shift in the climate in the area towards the end of Ramesses' second reign. Well, luck of the draw, that was roughly when the whole, you know, Passover story came about. Okay? They said that they looked at stalagmites in Egyptian caves. And they said, this is according to Telegraph, this was an article written a couple years ago, that they had been able to rebuild a record of the weather patterns using traces of radioactive elements contained in the rock. That's very interesting. So they said, believe it or not, when Ramesses was in power, it was a very warm, wet climate. Then the climate switched to a dry period. You know how a lot of us have dry spells? Well, they had a pretty bad dry spell. Now, in addition to climatologists, they had paleoclimatologists. Now, paleoclimatologists, don't ask, but that sounds pretty fancy. Professor Augusto Mangina said Pharaoh Ramesses II reigned during a favorable climatic period. A lot of rain, okay, but the rain only lasted about a few decades. Then the climate curve went sharply downward. This dry period had serious consequences, okay? They think it caused the river to rise up. Then you start to see more mud. And so the first plague with the blood, okay? They thought that maybe what that was because of the change in the water, you had new water algae. And there are certain water algae that are kind of reddish. There's a bacterium also known as burgundy blood algae or Oscillatoria rubescens. They said this algae lived about 3,000 years ago, and it multiplies massively in slow-moving warm waters, and as it does, it stains the water red. So they think maybe it wasn't blood, but you had this red algae. Okay, well, now that you have this algae, you're going to get other types of vermin. You're going to get lice, you're going to get flies, you're going to get frogs. They say frogs development from tadpoles into now grown-up frogs, okay, then they had hormones, right? They had then lots of sex, so then lots of frogs, I guess, okay? And then I guess there was this toxic algae. This toxic algae, while you had the frogs spurning, was like, well, you know, I can't eat this. Okay, so the frogs left the water, and then they jumped on the land. As the frogs died, now comes the mosquitoes, the flies, the insects, because now they're eating. This is what they're saying. Listen, this is science. This is science. Now you got flies and mosquitoes and insects, etc. Okay? Then they think, okay, well, after that, now you have the fifth and you have the sixth plagues. Now you have diseased livestock, and now people are getting boils. There's a lot of infection around, etc. Professor Werner Clois, who's a biologist at the Leibniz Institute, says we know insects often carry diseases like malaria, so the next step in the chain reaction would be the outbreak of epidemics. Now the human population is causing ill. They also think think that there was volcano. One of the biggest volcanic eruptions in human history occurred, I guess, when Thera, which is a volcano part of the Mediterranean islands of Santorini, just north of Crete, exploded about 3,500 years ago. When this exploded, you have a bunch of volcanic ash into the atmosphere. So, was it real hail, or was it volcanic ash? Plus the thunderstorms, etc. You see what I mean? Now you have the ash. Now you have water anomalies. Now you have humidity, etc. Well, what happens when it's humid? You get locusts. So now you get all the locusts. They also say the volcanic ash could have been so bad that the sunlight was blocked. Hence, the plague of darkness. Scientists have also found pumice. Pumice is a stone made from cold volcanic lava during excavations in the Egyptian ruins. They said that they found that to come from the Santorini volcano. And I guess providing evidence that the ash fallout reached Egyptian shores. Okay, because remember, that was far away near Crete. So that means that was a big, huge volcano. Okay, now what about the final plague? What about death of the firstborn of Egypt? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're discussing the scientific theories behind the plagues of Egypt. They think what had happened was a fungus had poisoned the grain supplies, and the firstborn usually got to have first pickings of the eats. So if he ate the nasty fungus, he died. Meanwhile, younger brother, younger sister go and have their eats, and they're like, oh, this is yummy. Now, I don't really kind of get that one, because you would think the mom or the dad is the one that went over to the grain and said, hi, I'll take the grain. Then they take it in a bowl, then they dump it on the bowl, and then they do what they need to with the grain. So I really don't understand how the oldest were the ones that went to eat first. That just doesn't make any sense. But who knows? So anyway, they think that's what happened. And so that would be the 12 plagues. All right. Now, you know, whenever we try to mix science and the Bible, there's always a what? I don't get it. Huh? See, here's my thing. You know, when you read the Bible, it sounds like the 10 plagues were like boom, boom, boom. I mean, they happen within hours of each other, because if you really think about it, the movie with Charlton Heston was like a 2-hour movie. So if you really think about it, they didn't even wait a whole day. I mean, man, things were happening really, really fast. Even though you had different music in the background and you had a different costume change, it happened pretty fast. But the plagues could have happened, remember, over a period of years. And then what happened is when the scribes were writing down the stories of what happened, they said, well, first there was blood, then there was this, and there was this, there was this. So they just talked about sequential. So, you know, could there be scientific reason for that? Absolutely. I love talking about science in the Bible and seeing what happened, because, you know, I believe the Bible is true. And I also believe that, you know, there was a lot of science that was witnessed and was recorded in the Bible. And so, you know, very easy to kind of put the two together. But pretty cool stuff. So, for anyway, for those of you celebrating, have a great, great Passover. And for those of you celebrating Easter, right, and finishing Lent this week, again, a safe, happy, and healthy one. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we have two runners die during a half marathon in North Carolina. Are you kidding me? One runner died near the finish line, the other further back. I can't stand when I hear people, you know, athletes just drop dead during a marathon course. We also have more doctors prescribing opioid painkillers to pregnant women. So we're going to talk about that. What can you give a pregnant woman? What can't you take? 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there was an article that came out saying doctors are overprescribing narcotics to pregnant women. Now, I don't know about you all, but when you have a pregnant woman in your vicinity and if they want something, okay, I dare you to deny her, okay? Okay, I mean, I would be fleeing. Okay, but, you know, it's very, very interesting. A lot of people don't understand why would we give a narcotic to a pregnant woman. Well, let's kind of review what a pregnant woman can take, what a pregnant woman cannot take, and where this all kind of stems from. So, first of all, just to really quickly review these pregnancy categories, okay? You guys have many, many times heard there's a category A drug or a B drug or a C drug, etc. Okay, so, for example, when we come up with these category A, B, C's, basically if it's category A, It means it has been tested in humans. It's been tested in animals. There's enough studies that show, you know what, there's no risk to the fetus, you know, no risk in later trimesters. You should be pretty good. And there's very, very little category A medicines out there. When I was in training, it was basically Tylenol. And even now they're saying, you know what, don't overdo the Tylenol. So Tylenol would be a category A. And we said, you know what, if you're pregnant, you can take Tylenol. You should be good. Okay, then comes category B. Category B means they tested animals, no risk to the fetus, okay? They can't say that there's not, they can't say it's safe in pregnancy because there's really no adequate or well-controlled studies in pregnant women. Because again, you don't have a lot of pregnant women jump to get tested because they have a baby. They don't want to be a guinea pig. So category B means in animals it's safe. So we're assuming it's pretty good in humans. A category C drug, and we'll talk about an example of these, okay? And category C drugs mean, you know what? We did see an adverse effect on the fetus in animal studies, but we don't really have enough proof that it's going to hurt humans. And we think the benefits will still warrant the use of the drug despite risks. So, for example, in B, where we really didn't see any, you know, we really didn't see any animal risks, category B drugs used to be like Ambien, Claritin was a category B. Believe it or not, I think Zoloft used to be a category B. So those used to be like category B medications. Robitussin was a category B. Category C was more like, well, Sudafed, asthma medications, steroid creams, like if you had itchies and you had some steroid cream that you had to put on your itchies, you know, like pups or something. So category C would be like one of those. Then you have category D. Category D means we know it hurts human babies. We know it hurts human babies, so do not use it. So category D used to be like Valium. Okay, so Valium would be like a category D. Then you have category X. Category X means studies in humans or animals have demonstrated major fetal abnormalities, positive evidence of human fetal risk based on adverse reaction data. And they do not want you using category X. Category X, although I think now the Valiums and the Xanaxes have moved up to that. And then the Accutanes. The Accutane, which are the drugs for acne, have been given a category X. So, you know, would we ever use a category D? Category D says, look, if you think you need to use one of these on your pregnant patient, you could do it if you think the pregnant patient is going to benefit. So A is like it's safe. B is, you know, we think overall it's safe in animals and humans. C is not too safe in animals, but okay in humans. D is we think it could hurt humans. X is, yeah, it could hurt humans. So that's basically how we kind of break it down. Okay, so let's talk about what medications you can take during pregnancy and what medications you can't. So, for example, okay, let's look at like, you know, we talked about prenatal vitamins. Okay, those you could take during pregnancy. Okay, those are pretty fine. Of course, you want to double check that what you're taking does not have some weird extracts or herbs or something that hasn't been approved by your OB-GYN. But for the most part, regular straight-of-the-mill prenatal vitamins should be fine. You could do warm saltwater gargles if you have a cold. You could gargle with warm saltwater. I know. When I was pregnant, I was like, please give me some cough syrup. You could take Tylenol. You could use saline nasal drops, saltwater nasal drops or spray. You could take Benadryl. You could take Claritin. Okay? Of course, you want to be very careful with some of these medicines in your first trimester. Constipated. Colace used to be in my prenatal vitamin. That'd be Colace, which is a stool softener, Metamucil. Let's say you get cut and you want to put something on your skin. You could use Neosporin, Bacitracin. They say Johnson & Johnson First Aid Cream is okay, according to WebMD, Polysporin, etc. Many of us will get these rashes of pregnancy, these pups. We call it pruritic urticarial rash of pregnancy. Pups are, then you could use some Benadryl cream or some Caladryl lotion, Aveeno oatmeal baths, hydrocortisone cream. And what about some alternative therapies? You know, well, for nausea, ginger root, B6, vitamin B6, we're okay with acupressure, acupuncture. I talked about soda pop. Sometimes they say you could use the thick syrup of peaches and pears and mixed fruits and pineapples and orange slices. That may help to me. I think that thick syrup kind of is nauseating. And of course, pain relief. Sometimes we give category C drugs for pain relief. Okay, when you're in pregnancy, that Demerol that they gave me, my first shot of Demerol, psychedelic, that was category C, you know, but it worked, and I was in labor, and I was in my fifth day of labor, and they were like, you know what, shut this woman up. And then, of course, acupuncture you could use, you know. Now, what should we avoid with pregnancy? Okay, right now, according to WebMD, they said, do not be taking Arbor Vitae, Bethroot, Black Cohosh, Blue Cohosh, Cascara. You could use mascara, but no cascara. Chas tea berry, I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Cotton root bark, feverfew, ginseng, golden seal, kava kava, licorice, juniper, saffron, meadow saffron, St. John's wort, senna, slippery root, etc. Vitamin A. We've got to be very, very careful with even vitamin A because that can be toxic and cause birth defects. They also said be very careful of some of these essential oils. Calamus, mugwort, pennyroyal, sage, wintergreen, basil, hyssop, myrrh, marjoram, and thyme. They said you need to definitely check with your medical provider about that. Now, what about medications, okay? Well, you know, a lot of you guys are on cholesterol medications. We do not recommend cholesterol medications when you're pregnant. You know, we actually urge you to go off your cholesterol medications. Of course, double check with your medical provider. So for those of you taking Zocor, Vitorin, or Lovastatin, Lipitor, etc., let's say you're on Coumadin. Okay, you know, we would probably switch you to heparin. All right, but you're not supposed to be taking Coumarin. We also don't want you taking aspirin, especially in your third trimester. We tell you to avoid aspirin. Some of you guys taking your Restoril and your Halcyon and your, you know, no. We do not want you taking we do not want you taking benzodiazepines. We usually tell you to avoid birth control pills while you're pregnant, right? Certain skin medications, like your birth control pills, would probably say no. Your Sylvadine, we tell you late in pregnancy because we need to avoid any sort of sulfa you're late in pregnancy. We used to give Bactrim, which was an antibiotic for bladder infections, late in pregnancy, and we stopped that because it would cause jaundice. We found more and more jaundice in infants. Certain endocrine disorders, there are sometimes certain medications you can't take. Cytotec is another one we tell you not to take. With antibiotics, we sometimes want you to avoid even Macrobid, right at term. Flagyl is an antibiotic that we sometimes tell you to avoid. And then, you know, usually you could get a buy with the Keflex and things like that. Certain anti-inflammatories we really tell you to avoid, especially third trimester. We do not want you on ibuprofen and things like that. And then, of course, there's so much else I want to talk to you about. So going back to the story where they're saying, well, pain medication, doctors are giving more narcotics. Well, if you notice, we are really having many narcotics on the no-no list. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for those of you who have donated to help kids fight blood cancer, I want to thank you so, so much. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're asking for all our listeners to pitch in and donate $5. $5 to save a life from all my listeners could do a hell of a lot and really help these kids. So please, please, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Go to the Fight Blood Cancer link. and really help these kids. I can't thank you enough. By the way, I did see Captain America. It was absolutely excellent. What I kind of don't understand is, you know, he does so well, and you know, why they don't promote him to, like, lieutenant or even, you know, colonel. But, you know, still, Captain America, a very, very good movie. Game of Thrones, wow. Game of Thrones, very good. I wish we could talk about it, because I know a lot of us want to talk about who done it, and I do have some ideas of who I think done it, but we can't talk about it because some of you guys still have not watched that. So we need to, I need to keep my mouth shut, which is really, really difficult. Okay, so now they're saying 1 in 5 pregnant women may be taking opioid painkillers. A study published in the Obstetrics and Gynecology Journal. All right, no, there's not a lot of pictures. I'm sorry. Dad, come on, people, grow up. Revealed that of the 1.1 million pregnant women enrolled in Medicaid nationwide, nearly 23% filled a prescription for opioids in 2007, compared to 18.5% back in 2000. 23%. We're talking really almost 1 in 4. Pregnant women taking opioids. Now, this is surprising because, you know, when I was taking care of women, you rarely gave narcotics. You know, if somebody had a headache, maybe we would do a little Tylenol with codeine. But I remember praying that they only needed to take maybe one baby pill. I mean, we were really, really afraid to be giving narcotics to people who were pregnant, because we knew that narcotics slow down heart rate, but they were Category C medications, like we talked about. But when we found out that we had to avoid a lot of the Advils, you couldn't really use Excedrin migraine, you couldn't take migraine medication, what do you do if a pregnant patient says the headache hurts? So a lot of the doctors were saying, well, maybe you could take some Tylenol PM, you could take, you know, it has the Benadryl and the Tylenol, so that's a Category A and a Category B, making it then a Category B, because you always go with the, you know, the lower safety risk. And pregnant women would come back saying that's not working either. So very rarely we gave people pain medicine. All right. Another study, I guess, published in the journal Anesthesiology, revealed that among 500,000 privately insured women, 14% received opioid painkillers at least once during pregnancy. The most common were codeine and hydrocodone. Hydrocodone is in Vicodin and Lortab and Norco. They said only 2% of the women reported for taking them longer than a week, so that was good. Whew. Rates of opioid prescription among pregnant women were actually highest in the South and lowest in the Northwest and Northeast, probably because you may have a lot of more old-school doctors back there. All right, so, you know, what risk could be with opioid use? Well, they think it could risk neural tube defects. According to Martha Werler, professor of epidemiology at Boston University School of Public Health, they say about half of these pregnancies are not planned, so that could be a big chunk of women who are not thinking about the possible risks while they're taking their narcotics. So were some of these people knowing that they were pregnant wanting the narcotics, or were some of them, you know, had no idea that they were pregnant when they took the medication? So, you know, they think that many of these people were prescribed while they knew they were pregnant and the doctor knew they were pregnant. But, you know, when you see an article come out like this, it does affect all of us, even if we're not pregnant, because first of all, they're talking about Medicaid women. All right. In the first part of this, 1.1 million pregnant Medicaid women enrolled in Medicaid, 23% filled a prescription of opioids. We are paying for our Medicaid patients. And, you know, for those of us that have an issue with contraception, or if we have an issue with our tax dollars going to abortion, or we have an issue of what our tax dollars are going to, we may find an issue that our tax dollars are going to, you know, narcotic pain prescriptions to, you know, patients that have fetuses that could be at risk. So that could be pretty alarming, you know. But on the flip side, though, whenever you start to see, shall we say, negative media against narcotics, it forces a lot of us doctors to stop prescribing them as much. And for many, that's a good thing. But for some of you that actually take pain medications because you need it, that's a bad thing. You know, I mean, maybe the reason why these patients are getting narcotics is because maybe we have more and more headaches. Maybe we have more and more pregnant women with headaches. right? Because you have the Candy Crush and you have the computers and you have the Facebook and you have all the fluorescent lights and the TV with seven different stations. So maybe we're having more headaches. And since there's not a lot of headache medications these patients can take, they do a narcotic. Maybe we're having older people become more pregnant, so the back pain is worse, or the sciatica is acting up. Now, I get very, very nervous, again, prescribing any sort of pain medication. Remember, we had a patient who said she had sciatica, and we really couldn't x-ray her or do much. And then finally, the day, you know, she had delivered, she had her C-section. She got into the orthopedist. The orthopedist was unable to order an MRI. She wasn't breastfeeding, so they could, I think, do it with the contrast. Boom, they found a sarcoma. They actually found a tumor. She was an older mom. This was rare. But, nobody gave her narcotics when she was pregnant. You know, she just kind of suffered with it. She did some therapy and Tylenol. Meanwhile, she had a sarcoma the whole time. Now, I kind of get nervous masking. You know, when patients say, you know, look, I'm on pain medicine for back pain, I always get nervous, you know, to mask it. I don't want to mask. I want to know why the hell they're having the back pain. I want the scans being done. I want the MRI being done, or I want the CAT scan of the pelvis to make sure nothing's pressing on a nerve. So that's another thing you got to be careful of. But we're talking 23% of Medicaid pregnant people are filling narcotic prescriptions. What is going on? Now, is it because once you start to prescribe, they become more addicted? Okay? You know, is it because they can't be on any other medications and doctors are afraid to be like, you know what, at least we know it's a category C. We could kind of get by with that and you know, not get sued. You know, what's going on here? But I'm going to tell you something. This number is going to continue to rise until we figure out what we could do for pain. Now, we talked about pain in our older individuals when it comes to arthritis and degenerative disc disease and, you know, knee pain, et cetera. You know, many times you cannot take anti-inflammatories if you have ulcers, if you have kidney disease, if you have liver disease, or if you have heart disease. So here we are. We're trying to avoid the kidney and the heart disease, and so the doctor goes, you know what, I could give you a narcotic. All right, the narcotic will help with the pain, and now we're not going to be frying the kidneys or frying the heart or frying the stomach. Well, then, boom, now they're taking narcotics. So this is where we really need to do our research. We also need to research what we could give pregnant women for pain. What can we do? I'm a huge fan of acupuncture, acupressure, chiropractic massage. I think that's great. But I got to tell you, as a pregnant woman having headaches, that really blew. It really did blow. Let me just tell you that right now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we're going to have, as we talk in the next hour, a chocolate-flavored toothpaste. Looks kind of expensive, but boy, does it look yummy. So we're going to talk about that, chocolate-flavored toothpaste. Okay, do we really, really need to cater to the kids like that? Shouldn't they just use regular toothpaste? Then they say the chances of U.S. taxpayers getting audited is right now at the lowest since the 1980s. The problem is once this article came out, you know, the IRS looked at that and said, you know what, we're going to change our tune. We're going to audit. Then they think that period pain could make us, quote-unquote, stupid, and how women perform less on tests if they have menstrual cramps. Do periods make women less astute? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call in. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.